I will go. Oh, I have learned to trust Him. Oh, I trust Him so, and I remember 'twas for me that He was slain on Calvary.
Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me all the way. He's the truest of friends to me. For I remember Calvary.
Oh, please, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, I be command not to be led. Oh, oh, His divine will is sweet to me, hallowed by blood's stain. Oh, Jesus shall lead me night and day. Shall lead me all the way. He is the truest of friends to me. For I remember Calvary.
Onward I go,
onward I go. No doubt, no fear. Happy with Christ, my Savior near. Trusting that someday I shall see Jesus, my friend of Calvary. Oh, Jesus, Jesus shall lead me night and day. Oh, Jesus shall lead me all the way. To me, oh, I remember Calvary.
Jesus shall lead me, Jesus shall lead me night and day.
Oh, Jesus shall lead me all the way. He is the truest of friends to me. I remember Calvary.
Amen. Saints, we do greet you once again, Saints, this morning. Last night we were remembering Calvary. He is the truest friend to me. We'll all let each other down, but He'll always be there. Now, when things fall apart, He's always there to pick up the pieces. I like the one song they sing on the Christian radio. And it's about this little boy who's got a toy that's so precious to him. And he falls down and he breaks his toy. But he doesn't cry, and the other children ask him, but why aren't you crying? You love this toy. He says, I'll take it to my dad. He can fix anything. And I think that's what it is with the Lord as well. You take it to Him, He can fix anything.
And
He's the one who can get a hold of those puzzles that just don't seem to fit right. And He knows how to get those pieces to fit just together. He's the only one who can do it. And it's good to leave your future in His hands. Because He knows how to fit the pieces together.
I
just want to greet Brother Junior from Manchester. God bless you, brother. It's nice to be with you. May the Lord bless you while we're together. Amen. It's good to be with you. Revelation 6.
Apocalypse chapter 6.
Let's open our Bibles, verse 12.
Verset 12.
I just want to really answer a question here of something that's risen up the last few weeks, interesting enough.
Pour répondre à une question qui a été posée il y a quelques temps.
And it just gives us an opportunity, maybe taking this particular topic,
ça me donne l'opportunité
just to reinforce
pour renforcer
why we message believers.
Pourquoi nous sommes des croyants
you
du
know,
message.
I just wanted to do that today, to take a certain something,
nous voulons prendre quelque
to
chose,
turn it around,
à les renverser,
just to use it as something that helps us to
et l'utiliser comme quelque chose
just
qui
hammer
nous aider
down the nail once in a while,
pouvoir renforcer le clou
as a reminder
comme un rappel
of what we are as message believers.
De ce que nous sommes.
So Revelation 6, verse 12.
This
is the sixth seal. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. You can read it twice there, bro.
Je regardais quand il ouvrit le sixième sceau, il eut un grand tremblement de terre, le soleil devint noir comme un sac de crin, la lune entière devint comme du sang.
Let's also read Matthew chapter 16.
Matthieu chapitre 16.
The words of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Les paroles du Seigneur Jésus Christ.
And Jesus gives us a real admonition here.
Jésus nous donne des admonitions ici.
Speaking to the Pharisees.
Parlant aux pharisiens.
We read from verse 1 up to verse 4.
1 à 4.
It says the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting him desired that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O you hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but can you not discern the signs of the times? A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. Let's bow. It's Father, all you desire of us is to sit at your feet with a teachable spirit, just to be humble. And Father, you have all the answers. You know exactly what everything means. So Father, we bring ourselves before thee upon this day. Father, even as we take this topic, we give it to you. You lead and guide. You divide it severally as you will. Father, you grant us wisdom and grace. Father, minister to every question. Minister to the souls of your people. Father, you're the one who can take the bread and break it and feed 5,000. So, Father, you take your word upon this day and let it achieve its purpose. Father, may it be unto edification. May, Father, you help us to recognize our day and its message once again, the lateness of the hour. Father, may you speak to the inside man, for that is our desire. Father, bless them that aren't here. We do pray for them, Lord. Them that have traveled, them that are here and there. We do pray for them. Father, may your hand be upon them. May you bring them safely back. We ask and pray. And Father, your people gathering in like manner this day, may your blessing be upon them. May you be their portion, we ask, as we commit ourselves to you now in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated, saints. Just want to take this thought today, if you can put up, we'll use some slides today.
Nous allons utiliser des slides aujourd'hui.
Just taking it from what the Lord Jesus Christ was saying.
Pour montrer ce que Jésus est en train
de dire. Want to look at discerning the signs.
Nous voulons parler de discerner les signes.
You know, there's always been signs.
Il y a toujours des signes.
And there always will be signs.
Et il y aura toujours des signes.
And the signs in themselves,
les signes en eux,
they mean something.
Signifie quelque chose.
But the key is the discernment of the signs.
La clé, c'est discerner le signe.
You know, Jesus was speaking to the Jews.
Jésus parlait aux Juifs.
The agricultural people.
Les gens agricoles.
They were fishermen and different things.
C'était des pêcheurs.
And it was important for them to understand the weather.
C'était important pour eux de comprendre le temps.
You know, if they were going to plan something,
s'ils veulent planter quelque chose,
they would be. It was good for them to be able to discern the signs of the sky.
C'était bon pour eux de pouvoir comprendre les signes de.
If they saw certain conditions in the sky,
s'ils voient certaines conditions dans le ciel,
they knew what was to come.
Ils savaient ce qui venait.
And that gave them an opportunity to prepare.
Ça leur donnait l'opportunité de se préparer.
And that's why it's good to be able to discern.
C'est bien de pouvoir discerner
the signs of something,
because
especially a divine sign, if God gives a sign and we can rightly divide and discern that sign, it helps us to prepare if you understand what that sign means. But the key in the scripture is not everybody can discern the signs. It's not given to everybody. To be honest, it's not given to you and me to discern the signs. God says sends prophets to discern the signs of the time.
You
know, it's not left to the individual.
Ce n'est pas aux individus.
This has got to be a specially prepared vessel.
Ça doit être un vase spécialement
préparé. It's a special
préparé.
Office that God has to give to somebody
c'est un office particulier que Dieu doit
to
donner
qualify them
et le qualifier
to be be able to discern the signs of the times.
De discerner les signes de temps.
But that doesn't stop everybody
pas tout le monde
from thinking they've got that ministry.
De penser qu'ils ont ce ministère.
So whenever something takes place,
chaque fois que quelque chose arrive,
the whole world is full of people
le monde entier est plein de
who
gens
claim they can discern that
qui
sign.
Prétendent qu'ils peuvent discerner les
but
signes
before
signes.
I would side with somebody's discernment.
Avant que je puisse m'arranger du côté de
I'd want to make sure that that's the right vessel first.
Je dois d'abord m'assurer que c'est les
vases I want to make sure that person's got the right spiritual qualifications.
Et avoir m'assurer que cette personne a
that
les
God has qualified that person.
Que Dieu a qualifié cette personne.
Because we find it throughout the scriptures.
Parce que dans toutes les écritures,
whenever God did something,
chaque fois que Dieu fait quelque chose,
everybody had an answer.
Tout le monde avait une réponse.
But the majority of the people were wrong.
Mais la majorité de gens avaient
tort. And the people who followed they weren't prepared for that which was to come. N'étaient
pas préparés pour ce qui allait venir.
And so many of those people were sincere people
beaucoup
as well.
De ces gens étaient sincères.
You know, when it came to the days of Theudas, remember in the day of the book of Acts?
Vous savez, les jours
and he led all these people
Actes,
into the wilderness.
Il a conduit toutes ces gens, tous ces
I don't
gens
think that man realized he was a deceiver.
Je pense qu'il
I don't think he wanted to lead people and all perish in the wilderness.
Et qu'il voulait conduire les gens dans le
he thought he had something that other people didn't
il a
have.
Pensé qu'il avait quelque chose
he thought he had a calling that other people
il
didn't have.
Qu'il avait un appel
he thought he had answers that other people didn't have.
Une
you know, he was so convincing, maybe he was anointed, charismatic sort of a person, so he could convince hundreds of people to follow him into the wilderness and they all perished. And then just after that, there came another Judas, the Bible says. And he led all these people astray. And I'm sure he had his interpretation of events that nobody else understood things the way that he did. Just be careful of those kinds of people, friends.
Faites attention avec ces genres de personnes.
Just be careful.
Faites attention.
I'll say it right from the beginning.
Je vais le dire dès le départ.
Everything that God
tout ce que Dieu
is going to say to this generation,
va dire à cette génération,
the Gentiles,
les gentils,
has already been said.
Ça a déjà été dit.
Everything that God is going to say to this age has already been
tout
said.
Tout ce que Dieu peut dire à cette génération,
because that's the scripture.
Dit. Parce que c'est ça l'écriture.
To the angel of the church of Laodicea.
À l'ange de l'église de Laodicée.
Write these things.
Écris ces choses.
Not to the angels.
Non pas aux anges.
The message to this age was addressed to the angel of this age.
Le message de cet âge était envoyé au messager.
So if we want to discern or understand the signs of the times,
discerner ou comprendre les signes,
or have a look at modern events and understand them,
regarder aux événements modernes et comprendre.
We've got to make sure we go to the right source.
Nous devons nous assurer que nous avons la bonne source.
And friends, the internet isn't the right source.
L'internet n'est pas la bonne source.
The internet is a place that's full of confusion.
L'internet c'est un endroit plein
everybody and their dog, like
tout
they say, has their own idea.
Dogme et ils ont leurs idées.
And anybody who can make a website is an expert at prophecy these days.
Et tout celui qui peut faire un site internet, ils
but
ont,
I'd be very careful of those things.
Et vous devez faire attention.
Because I don't want to follow Theudas in this day.
Parce que vous ne voulez pas suivre les gens dans
I don't want to follow somebody who leads me out promising great things.
Suivre quelqu'un qui va me conduire.
And then I find myself out on a limb somewhere. And we have to backtrack from there and come back and say we ran ahead of God.
Je dois encore retourner pour dire que nous avons couru
I'm sure you're the same as me like that.
Je suis sûr que vous êtes aussi
we only have one chance at this.
Nous n'avons qu'une seule chance.
Only one life and soon it's past.
Vie et bientôt il va s'arrêter.
So when we're following a certain path,
si vous suivez
I think sometimes we need to have discernment.
Parfois nous devons avoir un
like Jesus was saying,
comme Jésus disait,
the right kind of a discernment.
Les bons discernements.
Now, the signs that are taking place,
les signes qui
the reason I wanted to get back to this is that people are asking questions.
La raison pour laquelle je retourne,
and the problem when believers ask questions, they go and search on the internet for answers.
Les croyants cherchent à l'internet.
And you've got to be careful with that.
Et vous devez faire attention
you know, and it's
cela.
To do with this which we spoke of the other day. This blood-red moon.
À propos de la lune,
and we saw Brother Alan came with the same thing. So obviously there's something there. That is interesting people at this time. And it's interesting. But I really wanted to bring it to the message. Because there's so many different voices, like we said last night. And so many of them are the voice of the enemy. They're just to confuse us. But God has given us a thinking man's filter. He's given us a spiritual man's filter. And anything which you're going to stand upon as believers,
tout ce sur quoi nous devons tenir en tant que croyants, nous devons le filtrer par les filtres du message.
No how exciting it may seem,
combien ça peut paraître,
you know, no matter how, and there's a lot of excitement in these
things. Il y a beaucoup d'excitation dans ces choses.
If it doesn't line up with the absolute of the age,
si cela ne s'aligne pas avec l'absolu de ces jours,
then it's not right.
Alors c'est pas.
No matter how right it seems to be,
peu importe combien ça peut paraître juste.
And if you look at these things,
si vous regardez ces choses.
What is a blood red moon? It's just a total eclipse of the moon. That's what it is. This is taken from the NASA website.
Ça vient de,
so when you have an eclipse, those are the stages of an eclipse.
Voici les étapes
when a moon goes into when the moon goes into a full eclipse,
lorsque la lune atteint le plein éclipse,
it's always a blood moon.
C'est toujours un,
because there's some light that filters through the Earth's atmosphere and reflects onto the moon and makes it red.
Parce qu'il y a la lumière qui reflète, qui traverse
so
la lune
every
qui
full eclipse of the moon is a blood moon. That's what it is. It's a blood moon.
Donc
and here's the eclipse of the sun. So we read it in Revelation 6, the moon will turn to blood.
Nous avons lu dans Apocalypse 6 que la lune
the sun shall be black as sackcloth, won't give its light.
Les gens seront revêtus des sacs de crin.
Now, does that mean an eclipse? No, it doesn't.
Est-ce que cela signifie
and I just really want to show that today.
Et je vais montrer cela aujourd'hui.
That is not what we should be looking for.
Ce n'est pas cela que nous devons
these regarder. Things mean something.
Ces choses signifient quelque chose.
Coming up next year, there's going to be 4 full eclipses.
Four
blood red moons.
Y aura, 4 éclipses.
Exactly on the feast days of Israel.
Exactement pendant les jours des,
now that
des
does mean something, definitely.
Et ça signifie quelque chose.
These things don't happen by chance.
Ces choses n'arrivent pas par
it's
hasard.
Going to happen exactly on the Passover next
ça va
year.
Arriver exactement le jour
on
de la
Tabernacles next year.
And
exactly the same the year after.
Et exactement l'année prochaine,
and in the
après,
middle of it,
et au, pendant, entre
at
temps,
the beginning of the new year,
au début
the religious new in Israel, there's going to be a full eclipse of the sun.
Il y aura le plein éclipse de la lune.
And at the beginning of the secular new year in September, whatever,
au début de
there's going to be a partial eclipse of the sun.
Il y aura,
now, these are very rare occurrences.
Et ça, ce sont des apparitions.
As we mentioned a few weeks ago,
et comme on l'a mentionné
they
il y a
do
quelques
mean
semaines,
something. They point us to something.
Ils nous pointent à quelque chose.
Especially bearing in mind that they're falling exactly on these feast days.
Particulièrement gardant l'esprit que ça tombe exactement pendant
and we saw that in the last 500 years it's only happened 3 times.
Et nous avons vu que
twice before and this one that's to come.
Ça s'est arrivé 3 fois seulement.
It happened in 1949 and 1950. Then it happened in 1967 and
1968.
And then it's going to happen next year.
Et puis ça va arriver l'année
prochaine. So there's definitely a significance to this.
Il y a certainement une signification dans ceci.
Because the God who put the stars in the heaven
Dieu qui a placé les cieux dans le
and ordained the orbit of these things.
Et les a prédestinés sur
he put them there for a purpose.
Il les a placés pour un
let's
but.
Look in Genesis 1, verse 14.
Genèse chapitre 1, le verset 13.
When the Lord created the heavens and the earth.
Lorsque le Seigneur a créé les cieux et la terre.
And in verse 14, Genesis 1.
Genèse 1, 14.
It says, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs. And for seasons, and for days, and for years. So, what was put in the heavens are for signs.
Ce qui était placé au ciel, c'était pour les signes.
That word literally means a flag or a beacon.
C'est-à-dire un drapeau. Ou
or
un
omen or a prodigy.
Ou l'ornement ou un prodige.
It's a signal.
C'est un signe.
So when something happens in the heavens,
lorsque quelque chose
the prophet told us, God
ciel,
always shows in the heavens first.
Le prophète dit que Dieu le montre
before he does
ciel,
something on the
avant
earth.
Qu'il le fasse sur terre.
So whenever something takes place, it is a signal of something.
Lorsque quelque chose arrive et que c'est un
it
signal
does
de quelque
mean
chose,
something.
Ça veut dire quelque chose.
And everybody feels that.
Et chaque
the entire Christian world, whenever something like this takes place,
le monde chrétien,
they can
entier,
sense inside of themselves that it means something.
Ils peuvent sentir en eux qu'il y a quelque
remember
chose
the prophet
arrive.
Says it in recognizing your day and its message.
Le prophète dit dans reconnaître
you spoke of brother
message.
Moore and sister Moore.
Il a parlé de la
Pentecostal people.
Les ses frères.
And how much they were seeking for this great worldwide revival to take place.
Ils cherchaient ce grand réveil mondial.
And the prophet says, why do they do that?
Le prophète dit pourquoi font-ils cela?
He says they want a great awakening.
Ah, ils voulaient un grand réveil.
They're crying, believing that there will be an awakening.
Ils ont crié, croyant qu'il y aura le réveil.
And they're good people.
Et ce sont des bons gens.
Why is it? What have they done?
Pourquoi? Pour qu'est-ce qu'ils
he
ont
says
fait?
They've not recognized the awakening of the bride.
Ils ne reconnaissent pas le réveil de l'épouse.
He says, but by being a Christian,
mais en étant chrétien,
they feel the pull of the hour.
Ils ressentent l'attraction de l'heure.
But they haven't recognized what's being done.
Mais ils n'ont pas reconnu ce qui est fait.
That's what makes them feel that way.
Et c'est cela qui les fait ressentir.
So whenever you find the Christian world, they start paying attention to certain things.
Le monde chrétien commençait à.
It doesn't mean there's something wrong with those things. Because there's some kind of a pull in the heavenly places. They can feel something's taking place. They know there's got to be some significance to this. But Jesus gave a warning. And he says, be careful. Make sure you can discern the signs of your times. And that is where the key comes in. It's the discerning of these things. People feel a pull in the spiritual realm. And when there is a pull in the spiritual realm,
y a, une attraction dans le monde
God
spirituel,
always has a way
Dieu a toujours une voie
of revealing what that means.
De révéler ce que
I put that picture there just to make it
et
clearer.
J'ai placé cette image ici
if we went back to the days of Daniel,
si pouvait retourner au jour de Daniel,
and it was Belshazzar's feast,
et c'était la fête de Belshazzar.
It was a critical juncture
c'était
in time.
Un carrefour critique dans le temps.
Sin reached a certain point.
Ils avaient atteint, le péché avait atteint un certain
that
niveau.
God wasn't going to let that kingdom go forth anymore.
Tel que Dieu ne pouvait pas laisser ce royaume continuer.
And while Belshazzar now was abusing the holy vessels,
pendant que Belshazzar était en train d'abuser les
taking saints, the vessels from the temple,
prenant les vases du temple,
he and all of his harem,
lui avec tous ses arabes,
drinking from those vessels,
buvant de ces vases,
they came there. The hand from the Lord. And the finger wrote on the plaster of the wall.
La main qui a écrit sur
mene mene tekulu fasin. That was a sign. That was a divine sign.
C'était un signe
divin. It came from God.
C'est venu de Dieu.
Now the Bible says
la Bible dit,
they called all the wise men.
Ils ont appelé tous les
because
sages.
Belshazzar even himself could feel inside of himself.
Parce que même Belshazzar pouvait sentir en
this
lui
means something.
Qu'il avait, que
people realize this is some kind of a judgment sign.
Ça, c'était un signe du jugement.
And it says, and he called in all the wise men.
Il a appelé tous les sages.
Because you'll never have a shortage of people
parce que y aura pas, vous n'allez
who
pas
claim they can interpret those things.
Qui prétendent, qui peuvent
comprendre it says, and they all came and they came into the then came in all the kings. Wise men.
Et tous les sages du roi sont venus,
but they could not read the writing.
Mais ils ne pouvaient pas lire les écritures.
Nor make known to the king what was the interpretation there.
Ils ne pouvaient pas connaître, faire connaître
everybody
au roi
could read the writing physically.
Tout le monde pouvait lire
anyone could see that it said mene mene tekulu fasin.
Tout le monde pouvait lire ce que
it doesn't mean they couldn't read. They couldn't see the sign.
Ça ne veut pas dire qu'ils ne pouvaient pas lire ou voir.
But it was the real voice behind that
mais c'était
sign.
La voix derrière ça.
What did that actually mean? What was God saying through that sign? What did that sign represent? So it says that Belshazzar was greatly troubled. And his countenance was changed in him. And then the queen came. It was the queen mother. And she heard that he was troubled because of the sign in that day. And she said, oh king, live forever. Let not your thoughts trouble thee, nor let your countenance be changed. There is a man in your kingdom. There's a man who can turn on the light. There was a man in the kingdom. He says, there is a man in the kingdom. In whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And in the days of your father, Nebuchadnezzar, light and understanding and wisdom.
Il comprenait la
like the wisdom of the gods was found in him.
Comme la sagesse du roi,
if you find someone like that,
si vous trouvez quelqu'un comme
you
ça,
hold on to them.
Tenez-vous ferme avec lui.
When there's a man like that in the kingdom,
lorsqu'il y a un homme comme celui-là dans le royaume,
and it says, for as much as an excellent spirit,
comme l'esprit excellent,
and knowledge and understanding,
et la compréhension,
interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences,
et montrant les pensées du cœur,
were found in the same Daniel.
Étaient trouvés dans le même Daniel.
Let Daniel be called.
Que Daniel soit appelé.
And he will show you the interpretation.
Et il va te montrer l'interprétation.
And friends, it wasn't difficult for Daniel.
Et ça, c'est pas difficile pour Daniel.
It was his commission.
C'était sa commission.
It was his office.
C'était son
office. It was the very purpose to which he was born.
Et c'est ça le but pour lequel il est
né. He had been born.
Il était né
for that very purpose.
Pour ses buts.
So you find Daniel comes in now and everybody is troubled.
Daniel qui vient et tout le monde,
and all the wise men are there and they're giving all the interpretations or guessing what it means. And he says, O king, I'll tell you what it means. Mene, mene. You are weighed in the balance.
Tu as été pesé dans la
you are found wanting.
Et on t'a trouvé en
your kingdom is divided and taken from you.
Ton royaume est divisé et
this night you shall die.
Et cette nuit, tu vas mourir.
And the king never argued.
Et le roi n'a jamais
because he could sense in himself
parce qu'il pouvait sentir en lui
that witness. This was the correct interpretation.
Que ça, c'était la grande interprétation.
And he says, put the chain on him and he can become the third ruler in the kingdom and all those kind of things.
Et il pouvait placer les chaînes sur lui et qu'il devienne le troisième.
But it needs that kind of a thing.
Il faut ce genre de choses.
It's like in the days of Joseph.
C'est comme au jour de Joseph.
Exactly the same thing.
Exactement la même chose.
Pharaoh had his dreams.
Pharaon avait
now all of the wise men,
tous les sages,
they could understand the dreams on the outward appearance.
Ils pouvaient comprendre le rêve.
They knew there were seven cows and they knew there were seven ears of wheat.
Avait, cette année de blé et cette veau.
And there was no shortage of people
et y avait pas de,
would say what they thought those dreams meant.
Qui prétendait connaître
but God had sealed up this mystery in the symbols of a dream.
Avait scellé ce mystère dans les symboles du rêve.
And the prophet tells us,
et le prophète nous dit,
if there's no prophet on the scene,
s'il y a pas de prophète sur
God will never seal up dreams in a symbol.
Et Dieu ne va pas sceller les
because it's only given to the prophets to interpret these kind of dreams.
Ce n'est donné qu'aux prophètes pour interpréter.
Somebody has to be qualified for that.
Quelqu'un doit être qualifié pour cela.
So you may have a dream.
Vous pouvez avoir un rêve.
It may have lots of symbols in it.
Il peut y avoir beaucoup de
symboles. It may come with a great anointing.
Ça peut venir avec.
You may wake up in the morning and it's so vivid in your mind.
Et ça ne fait que tourner.
But God is defeating his own purpose.
Mais Dieu va
by giving you a dream with symbols because there's no one now to interpret those symbols.
Les rêves avec ces symboles parce qu'il y a personne pour l'interpréter.
It was like there in the days of Joseph.
Joseph.
But Joseph's name was Zaphnath-Paaneah.
L'homme de Joseph, c'était
Zaphnath-Paaneah means a revealer of secrets.
Zaphnath-Paaneah signifie celui qui révélait les
secrets. And he was a prophet.
Et il était prophète.
And he had this gift.
Et il avait ce don.
That whenever it was the right time, the right place, the right people, like we saw last night.
Lorsque c'était le bon endroit, le
and he would come into the presence of this great mystery.
Et que
when he would come into the presence of this great mystery,
venir dans ses, dans la présence et ses
it just
mystères,
automatically took care of itself.
Automatiquement, cela prenait soin de
and Joseph would see the dream
et Joseph pouvait voir le rêve
and catch the understanding,
et saisir
the meaning of the dream.
La signification
because that
rêve
was his commission.
Parce que c'était
God
sa
had
commission
made him like that.
Dieu l'a créé ainsi.
He was a special vessel
il était un vase spécial
ordained by God.
Préparé par Dieu.
And don't forget in the days of Egypt,
et n'oubliez pas, pendant les jours de l'Égypte,
just before the Gentile bride
juste avant
was dismissed to the palace, we know the types of Joseph.
Que l'épouse des gentils soit,
the same one who could discern Pharaoh's dream was the same one who was commissioned to store up the food.
C'était le même qui était commissionné à.
It's exactly the same as our day, friends.
C'est exactement la même chose.
When you see a man who can come and discern,
quelqu'un qui peut venir discerner,
a man who can come and tell you what your dreams mean, he can see the dreams himself.
Ce que signifie le rêve, parce qu'il peut
when
le
you
voir,
see a revealer of secrets like that,
lorsque vous voyez, c'est lui qui révèle les secrets.
That's the same one who's commissioned to store up the food.
C'est celui-là à qui on a commissionné d'emmagasiner la nourriture.
Because God will always bring that kind of a vindication.
Dieu va toujours amener ce genre de confirmation.
To show the vessels that he has sent.
Le vase qu'il a envoyé.
So Joseph comes in.
Et Joseph vient.
And it just unfolds before him.
Et cela se dévoile.
And he tells Pharaoh.
Et il dit à Pharaon.
He says interpretations belong to God.
Cette interprétation parce qu'il interprète.
And God is going to show you the future.
Et Dieu va te montrer le futur.
It's going to be 7 years of plenty and then 7 years of famine.
Il y aura 7 ans d'abondance et 7 ans de
and there's such an impact in what he says.
Et il y a un tel impact dans ce qu'il dit.
You know, if you see the result of what he did, that
si
interpretation,
les résultats de ce qu'il
when
a
that
donné
ministry unfolded itself,
lorsque ce ministère s'est dévoilé,
to the person that it was supposed to Pharaoh,
à la personne à qui ça devait
it had such an impact in Pharaoh,
ça avait tellement un tel impact en Pharaon,
that he appointed this foreigner,
qu'il a, choisi
his right-hand man in the kingdom.
Son bras droit dans le royaume.
And that was the wisest thing that Pharaoh ever did.
Et ça, c'était la chose la plus sage que
all
Pharaoh
of the prosperity of Pharaoh's kingdom,
toute la prospérité
all of the wealth and the riches,
toute la
and all the lands that he was going to possess in those years to come,
qu'il pouvait posséder dans
the welfare of his people
le bienfait de son
was because of that one junction in his life when he revealed who the discerner was. When he caught that revelation, this is the revealer of secrets. The spirit of the gods is in him. That's what they would say in those days. The spirit of God is in this man. This is not given among men. I sent some of the brothers the other day the link to that new film on Daniel.
It's
a very good film. I really enjoyed that film.
But
you'll notice each time,
mais vous allez remarquer,
like when Daniel was brought before
comme Daniel était,
Nebuchadnezzar,
quand on l'a amené devant
and Nebuchadnezzar knows these wise men, these astrologers that are just worthless.
Nebuchadnezzar savait que ces astrologues,
so he has this dream and it's, he forgets his dream.
Il a eu son
and he calls them and said, if you really, for once, can earn your money, I'm going to put it to the test.
Si pour une
if
fois
you don't
pas,
tell me by
si
sunrise tomorrow morning, the meaning of my dream,
soleil, demain, la signification de mon
you're going to be shorter
vous serez
by the length of your head.
Vous serez, that's what he says. Par la longueur de votre tête.
And then they come and they tell Daniel, and Daniel says, but what's going on?
Ils sont venus
and
dire
Daniel goes
Daniel,
before Nebuchadnezzar.
Daniel va devant Nebuchadnezzar.
And says, just give me some time. He says, I've made my decree tomorrow morning. It's
donne,
a film.
Donne-moi du temps et il dit que mon décret
come back tomorrow at sunrise.
Reviens demain
and you come back with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Et toi, tu reviens
because
avec Shadrach,
all of you
Abednego, parce que tous
are under the same threat.
Vous êtes sous la même menace.
And Daniel goes and prays.
Et Daniel va
and it's revealed to him in a night vision.
Et dans une vision de nuit,
and it's so nice in the film because he comes and he stands before Nebuchadnezzar.
Dans le film parce qu'il vient se tenir devant
it's like Nebuchadnezzar is a critic because he's heard all these wise men.
Friends.
And we've heard all the wise men in this age and they're not so wise. And they tell us all these dates and these times that Jesus is going to come. The rapture is going to take place. That's all nonsense. And people are tired of that. But when Daniel comes before Nebuchadnezzar at sunrise,
mais lorsque Daniel vient devant
there's a difference.
Avant, au lever du soleil, y a une différence.
Because it's the right person.
Parce que c'est la bonne
personne. At the right time.
Au bon moment.
And he comes and he stands and says, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, live forever.
Et il vient dit, Nebuchadnezzar, vit pour toujours.
The Lord God of heaven has come.
Le Seigneur
and then he starts revealing the dream.
Et il commence à révéler le rêve.
Telling the man what he dreamed.
Disant à l'homme ce qu'il
you saw a great image
il a
with a head of gold.
Avec, une grande image avec la tête
and then a stone cut out of the mountain without hands, smiting this image in its feet.
Une pierre qui a été coupée d'une montagne
and
sans
Nebuchadnezzar
la
gets up.
Et descendu, et la vie,
he said, it's not possible.
Mais ça, c'est impossible.
It's not possible. I've been told it's impossible for someone to do this.
Je sais que c'est impossible pour
how can you tell me
comment peux-tu me
what I dreamt and what I've forgotten?
Ce que j'ai rêvé et ce que j'ai oublié.
And he says, it's not in me, the secret is in God.
C'est pas en moi, le secret dans
and God reveals his secrets
et Dieu révèle ses secrets
when it's time for him to deal in the affairs of men.
De traiter dans les affaires des hommes.
And Nebuchadnezzar says, let no man speak evil of this man's God.
Que personne ne dise du mal de cet homme de
Dieu. There's such an impact in it, friends.
Il y avait un tel impact dedans.
And that's what God does these things for.
Dieu, c'est pourquoi
God doesn't do things for interest's sake.
Dieu ne fait pas des choses juste pour
you may be interested today, not interested tomorrow. But when God reveals something, there's a spiritual impact in that revelation.
Un impact spirituel dans cette révélation.
Because God's revelation,
parce que la révélation de
Dieu, is for the purpose of preparation.
C'est pour les buts de préparation.
Like Noah.
Comme Noé.
When it was revealed to Noah.
Lorsqu'il était révélé à Noé.
The end of all flesh has come.
La fin de toute chair était venue.
Man's days will be 120 years.
Les jours de l'homme sont.
That came with such an impact to Noah.
Il y avait un tel impact sur Noé.
And that never left him for that 120 years.
Il n'a jamais quitté pendant 120 ans.
That's what revelation does.
C'est ce que fait la révélation.
Genuine revelation.
La véritable révélation.
To the genuine predestinated.
À ceux qui sont.
It has an impact in the lives of people.
Ça a un impact dans la vie des gens.
To other people.
Pour les autres.
It'll be interesting.
Ça sera juste pour l'intérêt.
Now that is the danger of these things.
Et ça, c'est voici les dangers de ces choses.
You know, unless you are really called and commissioned by God in your soul as an individual. Unless Christ is really in you, God can fill the heavens with signs. God can fill the earth with signs. And it's not going to do you any good. And that's a powerful truth. Like we said last night, Jesus came and did the most powerful thing.
Jésus est venu et il a fait la chose la plus puissante.
He fed 5,000.
Il a nourri 5,000.
He just took that basket of bread and fish.
Il a pris ce panier de pain et de
poisson. And fed 5,000 people.
Et il a nourri 5,000 personnes.
That was powerful.
Et ça, c'était puissant.
But how long did that effect stay on those people?
De temps cela pouvait affecter ces
gens. It didn't stay very long.
Et ça n'a pas demeuré assez longtemps.
Because God doing things from without.
Parce que Dieu faisant les choses.
Unless there's something in here that corresponds within.
À moins qu'il y ait quelque chose ici qui correspond dedans.
It doesn't last.
Ça ne dure pas.
God may come and shake you up in your life.
Dieu peut venir vous faire trembler.
He may bring disaster.
Il peut amener les
in your life as a warning.
Dans votre vie comme avertissement.
But if Christ is not in here.
Mais si Christ n'est pas dedans.
After a while, the effect of that warning,
moment,
it passes away.
Va
friends, I don't want to be a person like that.
Je veux pas être une personne comme
I don't want to be a person that God has to keep trying to shake you up to show you the day that you're living.
Le jour dans lequel
that's
vous
not the bride.
Et ça, c'est pas l'épouse.
The bride doesn't need signs like
l'épouse
that.
N'a pas besoin des signes.
We've had a super sign.
Super
and the power of that super sign unfolded itself into a message.
Dans un message.
And there's an unction in the message.
Y a une onction dans
there's
le message.
A power of revelation in the message,
message
that is more than sufficient,
qui est plus que sufficient
to take every member of the bride safely through.
Faire traverser chaque membre de l'épouse.
And that's how we love the message.
Et c'est pourquoi nous aimons
we love the first and the second pool. That was wonderful.
Le premier et le deuxième pool, c'était
but the first and the second pool.
Mais le premier, le deuxième
with just God's vindication of the vessel
n'était que la confirmation de
who
Dieu
was to bring the third pool.
Qui
which was the revealing of the word.
C'était la révélation de la parole.
Because friends, if a man can't discern your dream,
si un homme ne peut pas discerner
how can you trust him to discern the seals
comment pouvez-vous
that have been hidden all these years?
Discerner les sceaux qui ont été
cachés. But when you see a man who comes now,
mais lorsque vous voyez un homme
and he stands on the platform,
qui se tient sur la plateforme,
and here comes a lady before him,
et voici
you can watch it on Deep Calls to the Deep.
Non, la profondeur appelle la profondeur.
And this lady, she's got outward signs.
Voici cette dame qui a des signes.
She's got problems with her heart.
Elle a un problème avec les cœurs.
Problems in her health.
Problème dans sa santé.
She can go to the natural physicians.
Elle peut aller voir un docteur naturel.
They can discern those outward signs.
Ils peuvent discerner les signes naturels.
They can say you've got problems with your heart.
Ils peuvent dire tu as un problème.
Your blood pressure is too high.
Ta tension est.
You've been under too much pressure.
Tu es sous beaucoup de pression.
Your health is breaking down.
Et ta santé.
That was fine.
Et ça, c'était bien.
It's fine to be able to discern these outward
c'est bien
signs.
De pouvoir discerner ces signes externes.
But it didn't deliver that woman.
Mais cela n'a pas délivré cette femme.
And that woman was tormented in her life.
Cette femme était tourmentée dans sa vie.
And then she came into the presence of Zaphnath Pioneer.
La voici dans la présence de Zaphnath Pioneer.
And here was a man who could discern.
Voici un homme qui peut
not
discerner.
Just the sickness she had.
Non pas seulement la maladie.
That's fine. But to tell her why she had that sickness.
Dire pourquoi elle a eu
to
cette
tell
maladie.
Her the secret behind her condition.
Le secret derrière tout cela.
That's what we need.
C'est ce dont nous avons besoin.
Not just someone who can tell us there's a sign in
non
the sky. What does it mean? What does it mean to me? What does it mean to you? That's what we need to know. And that woman comes before the prophet.
Et cette femme se tient devant le prophète.
And it's so powerful.
Et c'est si
puissant. Because the prophet says,
parce que le prophète dit,
There's a dark shadow following
you. Il y a une ombre sombre qui te suit.
Now listen to this, friends.
Écoutez à ceci,
we know it well.
Ça, nous savons très bien.
But take it as a warning. Be careful.
Prenez cela comme un avertissement.
He said, it's a lie.
C'est un mensonge.
What caused this woman's heart problems?
Ah, c'est qui cause le problème de,
and the things she was going through.
Et les choses qu'elle traversait.
Well, someone told a lie about her.
Parce que quelqu'un a dit un mensonge à propos
that
d'elle.
Shows the power of the tongue.
Et cela montre la puissance
life
de la
and
langue.
Death is in the power of the tongue.
Ah, la vie et la mort, c'est dans la puissance
and somebody
de la langue.
Lied. And it's a man claiming divine healing.
Et c'est quelqu'un qui prétend une
it's a Christian man.
C'est un chrétien.
It wasn't the world that lied over her.
Et ce n'était pas le monde qui avait menti.
But maybe she went to this man who claimed he could discern and he could heal.
Voir cet homme qui prétendait pouvoir discerner.
And he says, the reason you're sick
la raison pour laquelle
tu is you're a witch.
Parce que tu es sorcière.
That was hard.
Et ça, c'était dur.
And that woman now, she's in the spiritual confusion.
Alors, cette femme se trouve dans un esprit de
confusion. She's trying to understand this trouble she's got inside of her life.
Et elle comprend le trouble qu'elle a dans sa
vie. And she goes to a wise man.
Et elle va voir un homme sage.
A man who claims he can unfold the secret of what's happening in her life. And he tells her, it's because you're a witch. And it doesn't stop there. It gets into the church. The prophet says, and there's a stir in your church about it. He said, it's a lie. And he says, and your pastor, it's affected. He's got polio or something, doesn't he? Remember what he says. But now what I love about about God and his Zaphnath Paneas. They don't only tell you the problem, they tell you the solution. They tell you the solution. There's the power of deliverance along with the power of revelation. And the prophet says, sister, don't pay no attention to what them people are telling you. They are lying. And the only thing wrong with your heart is that nervous condition.
La seule chose qui ne va pas avec ton
cœur, it's got your heart worked up.
Et qui a fait réveiller,
go on home in peace.
Va à la maison en paix.
God bless you.
Que Dieu te bénisse.
You're all right.
Tu vas bien.
You're not a witch.
Tu n'es pas sorcière.
That was powerful, friends.
Et ça, c'était
let
puissant.
Me tell you one thing, that woman was never the same.
Je veux dire
she
chose
was
que
never the same.
N'a pas été la même.
And I'm sure if that woman ever got a message book, and this man was now standing there saying, friends, as a prophet in such a humility, such a simplicity, saying these seals have been hidden for the last 2,000 years. But while I was sitting in my study this morning,
pendant que j'étais assis dans mon étude ce matin,
he came to me.
Il est venu vers moi.
And he revealed it to me.
Et il me l'a révélé.
Why do we believe that?
Et pourquoi est-ce que nous croyons cela?
For several reasons.
Et pour plusieurs raisons.
One, because 10,000 times 10,000.
Parce que 10,000 fois 10,000 fois.
In the prayer lines, the healing lines.
Dans les lignes de prière.
The secrets were revealed to that man.
Les secrets lui étaient révélés.
Time and time again.
Temps,
why was God doing that?
Pourquoi,
the vast majority of those people that were healed and delivered never believed the message. It was like the days of Jesus.
La majorité de ces gens qui ont été guéris n'ont pas cru.
But it was God's vindication.
Mais c'était la confirmation de
sending
Dieu.
Somebody around the world seven times.
Et envoyant un homme autour du
to
monde
get the attention of the elect.
Pour attirer l'attention de l'élu.
Because it was pull, it was to catch fish.
Parce que c'était l'attraction.
And the first pull he said will attract the small fish, the angel told him. The first pull will attract the small fish.
Le premier pull a attrapé le petit poisson.
He says, and then the second pull will scatter the small fish
et le deuxième pull a
and attract the attention of the rainbow trout.
A éparpillé le petit poisson pour
he says,
attirer
and the third pull
poisson.
Will catch the rainbow trout.
Et, le troisième pull, c'est celui qui
so you can see all of those things were to catch the attention of the rainbow trout.
L'arc-en-ciel, c'était le troisième pull qui devrait attraper
in a world that was so full of confusion.
Le monde qui est
and all these competing voices.
Et toutes ces voix en train de,
God came down and vindicated once again.
Dieu est venu et a confirmé une fois de
that there was a man in the kingdom
il y avait
once again.
Un homme dans le royaume.
And that there was nothing that would be hidden.
Et qu'il n'y avait rien qui
if it was down the line of his ministry.
Même sur la ligne de son
that
ministère.
Woman comes to the prophet.
Cette femme vient vers le prophète.
She's a Sunday school teacher.
Elle est, monitrice.
It's like she's losing her mind.
Elle pense perdre sa
There's
pensée.
This great spiritual battle taking place in
Il
her life.
Cette grande bataille spirituelle en train d'avoir
she's
lieu
been
dans
to
sa
the
vie.
Doctors.
Elle a été
Maybe
voir
they've given her antidepressants, whatever they can. Because they can discern the outward signs of what she's going through. They can discern what's happening in her body. Or maybe even in her spirit to a measure, she's troubled. Then she comes and sits down in the prophet's house one day. And then there's the revealing of secrets. And then it breaks forth. Your husband was in the war. And when he was away, you were with a man in his car, you almost got hit by a train. And she falls off the chair.
He
says, don't tell my husband that. But it was Zaphnath Paneah. It was the revealing of secrets. Others could discern what was on the outside.
But
there was a man that could come right to the inside.
And
tell her not only what she's going through, but tell her the solution.
Go and call your husband.
And it was hard for her, so God granted her grace. And the prophet sees another vision. And says, your husband works with a woman who's got such and such colored hair. And the woman says, that's right. Says, your husband's got the same thing to confess to you as well. He committed the same act with that woman in a car last Friday night. And when they came back together, there was healing. It was the grace of God. But friends, that's why the vessel that comes to unveil or discern these things, it's got to be the right vessel. It's got to be that vindicated vessel. Before you can put any confidence in what is discerned about the signs of the times, you've got to have confidence in that vessel. And that's what really makes us message believers. Now, this inside teacher. This is the key.
Voici la clé.
It doesn't matter what God does on the outside.
Peu importe ce que Dieu fait à l'extérieur.
If you and I don't have the inside teacher.
Si vous et moi nous n'avons pas l'enseignant interne.
It doesn't do us any good.
Ça ne fait pas du bien.
Like I say, we used to have our friend back home. And he was in the message and he backslid. And whenever modern events would take place, there'd be an earthquake in
California.
You'd find him back in church. Because he was shaken by those outside signs. But after a while, when those events would go off the news, and things would settle down, there was no more impact. Because it wasn't something on the inside. And that's the difference in the wise and the foolish virgin. The foolish virgin gets shaken for a season. Oh, there's a cry. And be careful because they fall back to sleep again. But the wise virgin have got the oil. There's a sustaining power in them. There's something that keeps you going.
Quelque chose qui la garde à continuer, à continuer.
And that's why we as believers
c'est pourquoi nous,
never let
ne jamais laisser
your spiritual call
votre appel spirituel
or condition,
ou votre condition
be governed by the condition of those around you.
Soit gouverné par les conditions de ceux qui sont autour.
When others fall asleep, why should you fall asleep?
Lorsque les autres dorment, pourquoi
God calls the Gentiles as individuals.
Dieu appelle les gentils en tant que
you have a personal call.
Vous avez un appel personnel.
This is the power of a personal commission.
Il y a la puissance de cette commission
personnelle. And that is what you've got to keep before you.
Et c'est ce que tu dois garder en toi.
Consider the Lord Jesus Christ. Every one of his disciples forsook him. Everybody let him down. But he never lost the vision. It was a personal vision. He had personal fellowship. Personal revelation. And he walked in that channel. No matter how difficult the outside things became, he would just shut himself in once again. Get himself back in that channel once again. Because this is a very personal thing.
Parce que ça, c'était une chose
personnelle. It's like those virgins.
Each
and every one of them was under an obligation and responsibility.
L'obligation et la responsabilité
to make sure they had sufficient oil in their lamp.
Qu'ils avaient suffisant, de l'huile
to take them all the way into the marriage supper.
Pour pouvoir les amener
it was an individual thing.
C'était une chose individuelle.
Because when these ones ran out, they went to the other ones, give us some of your oil.
Les autres n'avaient plus de l'huile, elles sont
and they said, we've only got enough for ourselves.
Juste assez pour nous.
You go to the people that sell.
Allez vers les vendeurs.
And you buy it for yourself.
Et vous pouvez l'acheter.
And the wonderful thing about this oil,
la chose merveilleuse à propos
it's without money and it's without price.
C'est sans prix et sans argent.
It was the very purpose that Christ came.
C'était le but pour lequel Christ était venu.
How many times at the Last Supper?
Combien de fois au dernier
did Jesus speak about the Spirit of Truth?
Jésus a parlé l'esprit de vérité.
The Comforter shall come.
Le consolateur viendra.
It was so much on his heart.
C'était tellement sur son cœur.
Just before he prays his prayer in John 17.
Juste avant de prier dans Jean chapitre 17.
He's continually saying it to his disciples.
Continuellement il les répétait.
He says, "If you love me, keep my commandments."
Si vous m'aimez, gardez mes commandements.
And I will pray to the Father.
Et j'y prierai au Père.
And he will give you another comforter.
Et il vous donnera un autre consolateur.
The comforter is the guide.
Le consolateur, c'est le guide.
He's the governor.
Hein, il est le gouverneur.
He's the one that when you get all out of line, he's the one who lines you back up once
c'est
again.
C'est lui qui est tel que quand tu n'es plus sur la ligne, il te ramène sur la ligne.
But Jesus continually said that to his disciples.
Continuellement, Jésus a dit cela à ses disciples.
And then when he prays in his great prayer,
quand il prie dans sa grande
prière, he says, "Father, while I was with them, I kept them in your name.
Père, pendant que j'étais avec eux, je les ai gardés.
But now I come to you, Heavenly Father.
Maintenant, je viens vers
now
toi,
you keep them in your name.
Garde-les en ton nom."
And Jesus made intercession
et
for his disciples.
Intercession pour ses disciples.
And he told them, "I'm not going to leave you on your own.
Leur a dit, je ne vous laisserai pas
seul. I'm not going to leave you vulnerable.
Ah, je ne vous laisserai pas vulnérable.
I'm not going to leave you orphans." That's
je
what it literally means.
He
says it's good for you that I go.
C'est bien pour vous.
Because if I don't go to my Father, the Comforter won't come.
Le consolateur viendra.
But if I go to my Father, I'll pray.
Mais si je viens vers mon Père, je prierai.
And my Father will send the Comforter in my name.
Et mon Père enverra le consolateur en mon nom.
And that was the purpose of his death.
Et c'était le but de sa mort.
Was to rend the veil.
Fendre le
that would separate God and man.
Les voiles qui les séparaient.
And friends, we are so vulnerable.
Et nous sommes si vulnérables.
Without the Holy Ghost.
Sans le Saint-Esprit.
If you don't personally.
Si personnellement.
Have Christ in you in a real way.
Christ en vous.
That he can lead you and commune with you and guide you.
Vous communier avec vous et vous guider.
If you're always relying on other people,
si vous comptez toujours sur les autres,
it's a dangerous condition to be
in.
Others stir you up.
Les autres
for a season you stirred up.
Pendant un temps, vous
but
êtes
when réveillé. The excitement passes,
mais lorsque l'excitation s'en
your
va,
momentum passes as well.
Votre succès s'en va aussi.
Never trust in such a condition.
N'ayez pas confiance.
Christ has made intercession.
Dieu, Christ
and
a fait
Christ has purchased
et Christ a racheté
at Calvary
au Calvaire.
Everything that the church needs.
Tout ce dont l'Église a besoin.
God will never
Dieu ne va jamais
leave his children
laisser ses enfants
in the hands of any man.
Dans
never.
Les mains d'un homme.
God will never trust the protection and leadership of his children to anybody else.
Laisser la protection et la conduite de son église
he has taken personal d'autre. Responsibility.
Il en prend la responsabilité personnelle.
Because God can send all manner of gifts, the fivefold ministry, prophets to the age.
Les prophètes à l'âge.
But unless he's dwelling in us,
il y a moins de vivre en nous.
No matter what God does, it doesn't really help us.
Peu importe ce que Dieu fait, ça nous aide.
Like I'm saying, Jesus,
comme j'ai dit,
he
Jésus,
had the comforter.
Il avait les consolateurs.
He did all those great works.
Il a fait toutes ces grandes œuvres.
But even the disciples, the
même
prophet says, they weren't in oneness with him.
Pas un avec
they
lui.
Didn't really understand what Jesus was saying.
Pas réellement ce que Jésus disait.
And Jesus, he understood. He says, it's okay.
Et Jésus a compris, il a dit, oui, ça va.
Because the comforter hasn't yet come.
Parce que le consolateur
he says, I have many things to say to you.
J'ai beaucoup de
but you're not able to bear them now.
Mais vous ne pouvez pas les supporter
but when he, the Spirit of Truth, has come,
et lorsque l'esprit de vérité viendra,
he will lead you into all truth.
Il vous conduira dans toute la vérité.
He's your personal guide.
Il est votre guide personnel.
He's your personal tutor.
Il est votre tuteur personnel.
He's your personal strengthener.
Il est celui qui vous fortifie.
He's the comforter.
Il est le consolateur.
But the believer's responsibility
mais la responsabilité
is to make sure
du croyant, c'est de s'assurer
that you possess in your vessel
que vous possédez dans votre vase
this oil.
cette huile.
So that when God sends something to the age,
pour que lorsque Dieu envoie
and God speaks
chose à
l'âge, to the age,
et Dieu parle à l'âge,
there's something in you that can receive.
Chose en toi qui peut recevoir.
There's something in you that can understand.
Il y a quelque chose qui peut comprendre.
The prophet says one thing that the Holy Ghost does.
Une chose que le Saint-Esprit fait.
He says he brings a clear understanding of the word.
Il amène une compréhension claire.
That's
de
what
la
the Holy
parole.
Ghost does.
C'est ce que le Saint-Esprit
he
fait.
Allows you to rightly divide
il
things in your life.
Que cela puisse correctement diviser.
He keeps you in balance.
Et il te garde en
when
balance.
You and I, like I said, through our temperament, through our nature,
lorsque vous et moi nous pouvons passer par
we
notre
easily get ourselves out of balance and out of cater many times.
Nous pouvons sortir de notre balance.
But you just get yourself quiet before
mais
him
si seulement vous gardez
and see how he ministers you back in balance
et
once again.
Il va encore vous ramener
there's
dans
nothing
balance.
More precious
il y a rien de
that God could have given
que Dieu pouvait donner
than the Spirit of Christ.
Dans l'esprit de Christ.
It's an absolute prerequisite
c'est un prérequis
to every single one of his children.
À chacun de ses enfants.
And that's why Jesus took that personal responsibility upon
Jésus
himself.
A pris cette responsabilité
he said, I will pray to my Father and he will
père,
give you the comfort.
Et vous donnera les consolateurs.
The Spirit of truth that will come in my name.
Il viendra en mon nom.
He will testify of me.
Et il rendra
and that is the dividing line between the wise and the foolish virgin.
La vierge folle et sage.
The foolish virgin can get excited for a season.
La vierge folle peut être excitée pendant un temps.
But it doesn't last.
Mais ça ne dure pas.
But friends, you want something that's going to stand the test of time.
Vous voulez quelque chose qui puisse résister le test du temps.
You want something in you that it's not you.
Quelque chose en vous tel que.
You want something in you.
Vous voulez quelque chose en vous.
That when you get to the end of the journey.
Tel que lorsque vous arrivez à
and you see the one set of footprints.
Vous voyez celui qui
you'll say, my child, I carried you.
Mon enfant, je t'ai conduit.
And that's what he does.
Et c'est ce qu'il fait.
Through those times when you can't do it, he's
pendant
there
temps,
to take you through.
Pas le faire.
And that's the key.
Et c'est ça la clé.
Now, people who set dates.
Les gens qui mettent des dates.
God has made sure. Okay, I'll just say this one here as well.
Je vais dire ceci.
Signs.
Les signes.
The science magazine could see the outward sign.
Ces magazines ont vu les signes externes.
And if it wasn't for the prophet, because
si
even the prophet at first didn't recognize or discern what this really meant.
Parce que même le prophète n'a pas reconnu ce que cela signifie.
Somebody gave him the May 17th issue of Life magazine.
Quelqu'un lui a donné l'image.
It struck him,
magazine.
But he didn't know what it meant.
Mais il ne savait pas.
Then one day he turned to that page.
Puis un jour il a tourné cette page.
And something spoke to him.
Et quelque chose lui a parlé.
And said. Turn it right.
Tourne à droite.
He said, but I am looking at it right.
Mais je le
says, turn it right.
Le regarde à droite.
And then he turned it right and there was Christ.
Et regarde, tourne à droite, il y avait Christ.
And then he says, and it's exactly, you can put Hoffman in there.
C'est exactement, vous pouvez placer Hoffman dedans.
You see, the signs are fine, but
les signes sont bons.
Friends, the weather department was seeking to discern those signs. Many people were seeking to discern those signs.
La plupart des gens cherchaient à comprendre, à discerner ces signes.
But God had a man.
Mais Dieu avait un homme.
In the kingdom.
Dans le royaume.
And it was his commission.
Et il était commissionné.
He discerned the signs.
Il a discerné les
signes. And he told us, there he is.
Et il nous a dit, le voici.
With his white wig.
Avec sa
his supreme authority.
Son autorité suprême.
He says, God is vindicating exactly what I've said of him.
Dieu confirme exactement ce que j'ai dit.
He's not one member of a trinity.
Il n'est pas un membre de la trinité.
He's the supreme authority.
Il est l'autorité suprême.
Jesus Christ.
Jésus Christ.
He's the supreme judge.
Il est le juge suprême.
It's investigating judgment.
Il est investi.
And then he brings it down to Abraham in
et il ramène
Genesis 18.
Genèse 18.
When Elohim came down.
Lorsqu'Elohim est descendu.
In investigating judgment.
Dans un jugement,
I've heard of what's happening in Sodom. I've come down to see for myself.
Je suis venu pour
it was a judgment sign. It was a sign in the skies.
C'était un signe dans
but
le
friends,
ciel.
You and I would still be sitting here today.
Vous et moi, nous sommes encore
no matter how spiritual you are.
Peu importe combien vous êtes spirituel.
And we could have looked at that picture 10,000 times 10,000.
À cette image.
And if there wasn't a Zaphnath Paneah to whom these things was revealed, we still wouldn't understand what it means. But God has to reveal it to the right person at the right time. And then you can discern what it means. Now, People come and say dates.
Les gens viennent et
how many times have you heard about dates?
Combien de fois nous avons entendu
I think
dates?
It's one of the most foolish things to do to try to say dates about
et
his coming.
Je crois que c'est la chose la plus folle de pouvoir mettre une date.
Jesus told us.
Jésus nous
but
dit,
of that day and hour knoweth no man.
Amen. À propos de ces jours,
nor the angels of heaven, but my
même
Father
pas
only.
Les anges du ciel, sinon mon Père seul.
And Jesus wants it to be like that.
Et Jésus voulait que ça soit ainsi.
Because the Lord knows. The weakness of man.
La faiblesse de l'homme.
Friends, if we knew the rapture was in 2015,
et si nous savons
you know what people would do? Hey, good, I can finish up my studies this year.
Si je peux finir mes études,
I can put all my attention to my college course.
Je peux mettre toute mon attention sur mes
cours. I'll start thinking about the things of the Lord next year.
Et je vais penser aux choses de Dieu l'année prochaine.
But Jesus gave us warnings. Put Luke chapter 21 there, please, Paul. Luke 21, verse 29.
Luke 21.
Jesus allows us to know the season.
Jésus nous permet de connaître le temps.
But he'll never allow us to know the day nor the hour.
Mais il ne permet pas ce que nous puissions
connaître. Because that's the best thing for us.
Parce que c'est
Luke 21:29.
Luke 21
29, bro, if you put 29. And he spoke to them in a parable, behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So he's saying we're going to have certain things we can see that's going to show us the season.
Qu'il y aura certaines choses qu'il va nous montrer comme dans le temps.
But it's not going to be more specific than that.
Ça ne sera pas plus spécifique que ça.
When you see the fig tree budding,
lorsque
you know summer's near.
Le figuier bourgeonner, vous savez qu'il y a quelque chose qui arrive.
So likewise ye, when you see these things come to pass, know you that the kingdom of heaven is nigh at hand. That's the way that the Lord always wants it to be.
Et c'est ainsi que le Seigneur l'a toujours voulu.
When he came to the disciples in Jerusalem,
lorsqu'il est venu aux disciples à Jérusalem,
and he said, "Not one stone will be left upon another."
Pas une seule pierre ne sera laissée sur une autre.
And the disciples said, "When shall this be?"
Les disciples ont dit,
"Tell us the sign of your coming and of the end of the world."
Dites-nous le signe de ta venue et de la fin du monde.
Jesus just gave them their sign.
Jésus venait de lui.
He said, "When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies,
lorsque vous verrez Jérusalem entourée par les armées,
flee to the mountains.
Fuyez vers la montagne.
You that are outside the city, don't go back in.
Ceux qui sont à l'extérieur ne retournez pas dedans.
And woe unto them that are with child at that time.
Qui auront des enfants en ce temps-là.
And those disciples didn't know exactly when it was going to be.
Et ses disciples ne savaient pas exactement quand est-ce que cela
but then the signs of the times started to come.
Temps ont commencé à
and the Romans voir. Came into Judea.
Les Romains sont venus à Judée
and Judée. Then they withdrew for a season.
Et puis ils se sont retirés pendant un temps.
And then the disciples left.
Et puis les disciples ont
and they crossed the Jordan.
Ils ont traversé
and they
Jordan.
Found refuge.
Et ils ont trouvé un refuge.
And then Titus enclosed the city.
Et puis Titus a dit, fermez la ville.
And it was hell on earth.
Et c'était l'enfer sur terre.
But there wasn't one of the believers caught in there.
Mais il n'y avait pas un seul croyant qui
because they had
parce qu'ils avaient
the message of the Son of Man.
Le message du Fils de l'homme.
And they would compare and say, this is
et
the
ils
season.
Comparaient, ils disaient, ça, c'est le temps.
And they kept themselves in a state of readiness.
Ils se sont, gardés dans l'état de
but Jesus
prêt.
Does give us a warning in verse 34.
Au verset 34, Jésus nous
it says, but take heed to yourselves. Lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, so that day come upon you unawares. So he gives us a warning.
Il nous donne un avertissement.
Jesus' continual warning was watch and pray.
L'avertissement
continue, watch and pray.
Veillez et priez, veillez,
take
veillez.
Heed to yourself.
Faites attention à
be
vous-même.
Careful.
Faites attention.
You don't allow the cares of this life
ne permettez pas que les soucis
to
de la
bring
vie.
You into a drunken condition
vous
in this age.
Dans une condition
that your senses are numb and your senses are dull.
Sens ne ressentent plus rien.
But keep yourself in that channel.
Mais gardez-vous dans ces canaux.
Because you know not the hour.
Parce que vous ne connaissez pas l'heure.
He says it in verse 35, for as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell upon the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. So Jesus, it's a watch and pray.
C'est Jésus l'avertissement, veillez, priez.
He taught me how to watch and pray.
Il m'a enseigné
and live rejoicing every day.
Mais réjouissant chaque jour.
And friends, that is not possible in your own power.
Ça, c'est pas possible.
Not possible in your own strength.
C'est pas possible.
We do need one another.
Nous avons
besoin we do need the ministration of the word.
La,
we need the gifts of the Spirit.
Parole, nous avons besoin
we appreciate everything that God gives.
Utiliser tout ce que Dieu nous donne.
But unless you are walking with Christ
mais
yourself,
si vous ne marchez pas avec Christ vous-même,
it's not possible to continually watch and pray.
De continuer à veiller.
You'll find somebody sitting at home putting the TV on again, getting drunk with the cares of this life, the affairs of this life. Be careful of those things, Jesus said. He said, watch and pray. And that's what he would tell his disciples all the time. And I believe that's exactly what he would say to us in this day as well, is watch and pray. So, the moon. Let's take it to the message. If the moon turns to blood, it's an eclipse of the moon. What does it really mean? The prophet tells us. Because there's a Zaphnath Paneah. And the prophet tells us back in 1964,
when there was an
eclipse of the moon, and the moon went into a total eclipse, which is a blood moon, just a few days before the Pope visited Jerusalem. And the prophet saw that as a sign. And the prophet came and preached in Shalom twice, the two Shalom messages. And the prophet says, now we find, this is Shalom in Phoenix. The moon in the Bible represents the church. So it's a blackness upon the church. And then he takes the scripture from Isaiah, gross darkness shall be upon the people. But arise and shine, for your light has come.
Lève-toi et brille, car ta lumière est
He says, gross darkness.
Une grosse ténèbre.
The blinding of Israel
l'aveuglement d'Israël
was for the lighting of the Gentiles.
C'était pour la lumière des gentils.
So right at the beginning of the age,
dès le commencement
when
de
Jesus
la,
was there,
lorsque Jésus était là,
God had to put darkness upon them.
Dieu devrait placer les ténèbres
because it was a change of dispensation.
Parce que c'était le changement des dispensations.
He says the blinding of Israel was to bring light to the Gentiles.
L'aveuglement d'Israël, c'est pour amener la lumière.
Then he takes this picture and he says, now,
cette image, il dit,
the blinding of the Gentiles
l'aveuglement des gentils
is for the lightning of Israel.
C'est pour la lumière d'Israël.
So this is a sign.
Ça,
to do with Israel, but it's also
Israel,
a sign to do with the church.
Mais c'est aussi un signe à faire avec l'Église.
This is just a confirmation of what we've always known,
c'est
friends.
La confirmation de ce que nous connaissons
the blood
jour.
Moon there.
La lune rouge.
The prophet says, so the moon, passing the way that it did, and the reflection of the darkness of the world blinding out its light.
Et la réflexion de l'obscurité sur le monde aveuglant la lumière.
Is a reflection to us.
C'est une réflexion pour
that
nous.
The Gentile church age is finished.
Que l'âge de l'église des gentils est fini.
It's just a confirmation.
C'est juste la confirmation.
The church is making itself ready.
L'église se prépare.
It's time for the rapture.
C'est le temps pour l'enlèvement.
For darkness is fading upon the Gentiles.
Car la ténèbre vient sur les gentils.
And dawn will soon break upon the Jews.
Et bientôt le soleil va arriver.
That's why you find it 1949.
C'est ce que vous trouvez.
Just after Israel becomes a nation.
1949 juste quand Israël est.
But it's also the time when the prophet was commissioned.
Mais c'est aussi le temps quand le prophète était commissionné.
Because Ruth has to come in.
Parce que
and Naomi needs to get back to inheritance the land.
Naomi devrait entrer en possession de son héritage.
So there's going to be this twofold dealing with the people.
Ainsi il y a ce traitement double.
Then in 1967. In 1949. When there was the war of independence in Israel.
Il y avait la guerre l'indépendance.
Israel possessed more of the inheritance.
Israël a possédé plus de son héritage.
But the old city of Jerusalem was still in the hands of the Jordanians.
La vieille cité de Jérusalem était toujours.
Then in 1967,
et puis en 1967,
when there was the Six-Day War,
lorsqu'il y avait la guerre des six
jours, Israel possessed the whole of Jerusalem.
Israël a possédé tout Jérusalem.
But they didn't yet possess the Temple Mount.
Mais ils n'avaient pas encore possédé le temple de la
That's still to come.
La montagne du temple.
There's still a part of the inheritance they have to possess.
De leur héritage.
And the prophet says, when they build their temple,
et dit, quand ils ont bâti ces temples,
he says it's a sign.
C'est un signe.
He said it really is a sign.
C'est vraiment le signe.
So these blood moons have meant something to Israel.
Cette lune rouge, ça signifie quelque chose.
It shows that God is setting his attention upon them once again.
Dieu, une fois de plus, ramène son attention
but
sur
it's not
eux.
Yet their season while the Gentiles are still here.
Mais c'est pas encore leur temps lorsque les gentils
and the prophet says, when you see the moon
le prophète dit, lorsque vous voyez la lune,
going dark,
s'assombrir,
it's a sign
c'est un signe
that the Gentile church age is over.
Que l'église de l'âge de l'église est gentil.
It doesn't set any dates for us.
il n'a pas placé
it just confirms exactly what we knew.
Il ne fait que confirmer ce que nous connaissons.
That's what he says in Shalom.
Et c'est ce qu'il dit dans Shalom.
Now the interesting thing is that these things happen exactly on the feast days.
Ces choses arrivent exactement pendant les jours de fête.
And the good thing is the prophet has explained the feasts to us.
Nous a expliqué les fêtes.
Because we are linked into the feasts and Israel is linked into the feasts.
Et parce que nous sommes reliés aux fêtes et Israël est relié aux fêtes.
Remember our seven redemptive feasts.
Souvenez-vous des sept fêtes.
In the three different times when they have their feasts.
Et les trois temps différents pendant lesquels
the first feast
les premiers, la
was the Passover season.
C'était le temps de la Pâque.
And what God ordained in Leviticus 23, the feasts to Israel, Levitical feasts.
Dans Lévitique, lorsque Dieu a ordonné les fêtes,
it was prophetic of his redemptive plan.
C'était prophétique pour son plan rédempteur.
So the first feast, Passover,
la première fête,
was
la
fulfilled
Pâque,
in Christ.
C'était
because Christ is our Passover.
Christ, parce que Christ est notre
and
Pâque.
Jesus died on the Passover.
Et Jésus est mort le jour
the
de
second feast, unleavened bread.
La deuxième, les pains sans levain.
It's a twofold meaning, but Christ
c'est une double signification,
was the only one that was unleavened.
Était le seul qui n'avait pas de
that's
levain.
Why he rose from the dead.
C'est pourquoi il est ressuscité d'entre les morts.
He had no sin.
Il n'avait pas de péché.
The third feast was first fruits.
La troisième c'était la gerbe.
Which was when the first fruits would be waved before the people.
Le premier fruit était agité devant les
when
gens.
When a portion of the field, the first one would be harvested and waved before the others.
Et qu'une portion de ce qui était premièrement
and that speaks of the resurrection morning.
Et cela parle du matin
when Christ resurrected from the dead.
Lorsque Christ est ressuscité
and he
mort.
Was the first fruits,
et
the Bible tells
premier,
us, of the resurrection.
De la résurrection.
So those first three redemptive feasts were fulfilled.
Ces trois premières fêtes de rédemption étaient.
Then there was a space of 50 days.
Puis il y avait un espace de 50 jours.
And then you came to the feast of Pentecost.
Et puis la fête de Pentecôte.
The feast of ingathering.
Le rassemblement.
The harvest time now.
Le temps de la moisson.
And we are under the feast of Pentecost.
Et nous nous trouvons sur la fête.
Because when the day of Pentecost was fully come.
Lorsque le jour de la Pentecôte
there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind.
Un son du ciel est venu.
And God started to bring in the harvest.
Et Dieu a commencé à
and like in the days of Joseph, it's a Gentile harvest.
Et comme au jour de Joseph, c'était
Joseph brought in a great harvest in Egypt among the Gentiles.
Joseph a amené une grande moisson en Égypte.
So we've been living all of these years. There's a long gap between that feast
nous avons vécu
and the final feast.
Années, sans fête, et puis la fête finale.
They call these the spring feast and these are the,
ils appellent
the autumn feast, the harvest feast.
Les fêtes de l'automne, les fêtes de la moisson.
But now we come into the feast of trumpets.
Et puis la fête des trompettes.
And the prophet shows us in the message the feast of trumpets is the gathering of the Jews.
Et le prophète nous montre que la fête des trompettes c'est pour les rassemblements
des Juifs. So we can see when darkness
nous pouvons voir
is falling upon the Gentiles.
Tombe sur les gentils.
Right on the time of the feast.
Juste au temps des fêtes.
God is testifying with the junction of the feast.
Dieu témoigne avec les carrefours.
Because
des fêtes.
This feast is not for the Gentiles.
Parce que cette fête n'est pas pour les gentils.
The feast of trumpets is for the Jews.
La fête des trompettes était pour les gentils.
And Christ reveals himself to the Jews under the seventh trumpet.
Et Christ se révèle aux Juifs sous la septième trompette.
The prophet says what God does to us, the Gentiles, under the seventh seal.
C'est que Christ fait.
He does exactly the same to the Jews under the seventh trumpet.
Il les fait exactement aux Juifs sous la septième trompette.
So God testifies in the heavens once again.
Ainsi Dieu une fois de plus témoigne au ciel.
At the time of the feast.
Que le temps des fêtes.
Pay attention to the feast.
Faites attention aux fêtes.
And the prophet, where does he preach these things in?
Quand est-ce que le prophète prêche?
Feast of trumpets and recognizing your day and its message.
Et il dit reconnaître votre jour et son message.
And he places these things here for us.
Et il place ces choses ici pour nous.
Now it's interesting that on the day of Pentecost.
C'est intéressant au jour de la Pentecôte.
When Peter got up and preached,
lorsque Pierre s'est levé et a prêché,
what did he say?
Qu'est-ce qu'il a dit?
He said, "This is what the prophet Joel said."
Et voici ce que Joël a dit.
The moon shall be turned to blood.
And
the sun shall be turned to darkness.
Et le soleil en.
It's so strange that at the beginning of that feast.
C'est juste étrange qu'au début de cette.
Exactly at the beginning of the feast.
Juste au début de la.
Peter brings up that scripture.
Il amène cette écriture.
He says the moon will turn to blood. The sun will be turned to darkness. And anybody who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Et ceux qui invoqueront le nom du Seigneur seront sauvés.
And then as we're getting now to the end of the age.
Quand nous arrivons à la fin de l'âge.
When And it's the season for God to turn back to the Jews,
lorsque
to the trumpets.
C'est le temps pour que Dieu se retourne aux Juifs.
God brings these things in the heavens once again.
Dieu ramène ces choses au ciel.
Friends,
encore.
It's just a divine witness.
C'est juste
we didn't need these things. We have everything we need in the message of the hour. But God has many different ways
a plusieurs
of witnessing the same things to His
people. De la même chose aux gens.
And these final feasts, we know them.
Et puis cette dernière fête,
the trumpets gather Israel back.
Les trompettes réunissent les Israël.
The prophet says the persecution of the Jews.
Et puis, le prophète dit, il y a
starting
la
in the Second World War around that time.
Avec la
pushing Israel back into the promised land.
Israël dans leur terre.
What for? For them to recognize their atonement.
Pour qu'ils puissent reconnaître leur expiation.
For them to recognize who Christ is.
Qu'ils reconnaissent qui est Christ.
And He will come down to them.
Il va descendre vers eux.
And they'll say, "Where did you get those wounds?"
Ils diront, où est-ce que t'as reçu ces.
And He says, "I got them in the house of my friends."
And
there'll be a great mourning
in Jerusalem.
There'll be a great weeping.
Il y aura des grands
and each family
et dans chaque famille
will be set apart.
Chaque famille sera séparée.
And then there'll be a fontaine opened
et puis il y aura une fontaine
to the house of David,
à la maison de David
for the cleansing of sin.
Pour la purification du péché.
And then finally tabernacles,
puis finalement, les tabernacles
speaks of the millennium. It's a type of the millennium.
C'est qui parle d'un type de millénium.
And the prophet tells us the millennium is the Jewish kingdom.
Et le prophète nous dit le millénium
c'est typed by Solomon. The son of David.
Le fils de David.
And how he sat on his throne in Jerusalem.
Et comment il était assis sur
in all of his glory.
Dans toute sa gloire.
In his temple.
Dans son
and temple. He built his temple.
Et il a, quand il a construit
and the prophet temple. Says the millennium is the Jewish kingdom.
Le millennium,
that's when Christ sits as the son of David.
C'est lorsque Christ est assis en temps
and Israel has given all that was promised to Abraham.
Et Israël est donné
the royal grant of Abraham.
Donné,
and Christ will sit with his Gentile bride.
Christ s'assiera avec son épouse
and Israel will plant their vineyards and their fig trees.
Israël va planter ses vignerons
and the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth
et la gloire du Seigneur
as the waters cover the sea.
Comme les eaux.
So we know what those feasts mean.
Nous savons ce que signifie ces fêtes.
Now let's just bring it down to what the prophet says.
Ramenons cela à ce que le prophète dit.
Revelation 6 really means.
Apocalypse 6.
Let's just read it again before we close. Revelation 6 verse 12.
Apocalypse 6 verset 12.
He says, "And I beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood." Now, what does that really mean? People are trying to tie that to these signs that are coming in the heavens. It's not the case.
Les gens essaient de relier ceci avec les signes qui viennent au ciel.
The prophet tells us exactly how this verse will come to pass.
Nous dit exactement comment
this is under the sixth seal when he preached it.
Dessous le sixième sceau quand il a prêché.
He says now,
dit maintenant,
it comes to dealing then with Israel.
Ça vient, quand il traite avec
Israël. He says, "This is the last part of the 70 weeks."
C'est la dernière partie de la 70.
And he'll deal with Israel as a nation.
Et il va traiter avec Israël comme une nation.
Because the Gentiles they're not finished.
Parce que les gentils sont finis.
He says, "The hour is soon arriving."
L'heure arrive rapidement.
And maybe this very night.
Peut-être cette même nuit.
That God will completely turn from the Gentiles.
Et Dieu va se tourner complètement, détourner complètement des gens.
One of these days we're going to hear that for the last time.
Un de ces jours nous l'entendrons pour la dernière fois.
That the time is coming.
Le temps arrive.
And God is going to completely turn.
Dieu va complètement.
He says, "Now God's been doing great things."
Dieu faisant les grandes
like
choses,
healing the sick, and
comme guérissant les
opening
malades,
the eyes of the blind,
ouvrant les yeux des aveugles,
great works.
Des grandes œuvres.
He says, "But here now, Revelation 6,
ici maintenant, Apocalypse 6,
we find that nature takes a tumble.
Nous trouvons le temps, la nature qui
so there comes these happenings in nature."
Il y a ces apparitions dans la nature.
He says, "But remember when these things happen."
Souvenez-vous lorsque ces choses arrivent.
The bride won't be here.
L'épouse ne sera pas ici.
He says, "But it's happened before."
Mais cela arrive avant.
And he reads Matthew 29 for us.
Il lit Matthieu 29.
We'll leave that one out. He says, "While the tribulation is falling."
Pendant que la tribulation arrive.
In comes these two prophets.
Voici les deux prophètes.
Of Revelation 11.
D'Apocalypse 11.
To preach the gospel to Israel.
Prêcher l'évangile à Israël.
The tribulation period right
la période
at hand.
De tribulation.
The seals are being opened.
Les sceaux sont ouverts.
The church is ready to take its
l'église
flight.
Est prête à s'envoler.
So the prophet, he took these things as a judgment sign.
Le prophète prend ces signes.
But he took these things as a sign for Israel as well.
Il prend aussi ces choses comme signe à Israël.
He says, "These things have happened before."
Ces choses sont arrivées avant.
Now remember,
maintenant souvenez-vous,
it's Israel.
C'est Israël.
It's the calling out of the 144,000.
C'est l'appel des 144,000.
This is telling what happens in the tribulation.
Voici ce qui arrive dans la tribulation.
It says, turn to Exodus chapter 10. Let's just read it as we come to a close. Exodus 10:21.
Exode 10.
He says, this is where Israel was going to be taken out. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand towards heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand towards heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt for 3 days. Friends, that ain't no eclipse of the sun.
Ça signifie pas l'éclipse du sang.
This is a judgment sign.
Ça, c'est un signe du jugement.
And who brought this darkness on?
Et qui fait apparaître cette
ténèbre? It was Moses.
C'était Moïse.
This wasn't a natural event.
Ça, ce n'était pas un événement naturel.
This was the power of the spoken word.
Ça, c'était la puissance, la parole.
That's what brought this on.
C'est ce qui a amené le.
This great darkness when the moon turns to blood under the sixth seal.
La lune s'échange en sang.
And the sun refuses to give its light.
Et le soleil refuse de donner sa lumière.
It's not a natural event that takes place.
Ça, c'est pas un événement naturel.
This is something that God Himself does.
Ça, c'est quelque chose que Dieu.
He says, notice.
Remarquez.
When nature happens like this, it's God calling Israel.
La nature arrive ainsi, c'est Dieu qui appelle Israël.
God was calling Israel out.
Dieu appelle Israël.
Then it was the Egyptian hands.
Là, c'était la main de l'Égypte.
He says, but this time,
cette fois-ci,
it's out of the Roman hands.
C'est hors de la main des Romains.
When they break their covenant.
Lorsqu'ils brisent leur alliance.
So these are signs to Israel.
Et ça, ce sont des signes pour Israël.
We do see the things in the heavens and they do testify the same things.
Les choses au ciel, ils témoignent.
Because the God of the Bible is also the God of nature.
Parce que le Dieu de la Bible, c'est aussi le Dieu.
So everything that happens in nature will correspond to what's happening in that Bible.
Correspond à ce qui se passe.
The first Bible was written in the heavens.
La première Bible était écrite au ciel.
So God has his plan there as well.
Dieu a son plan là aussi.
So one will correspond to the other.
L'un va correspondre à l'autre.
He says, but now watch here. These two prophets,
ces deux prophètes,
look what they're going to do now.
Regardez ce qu'ils vont faire.
Just like Moses and them
comme
did
Moïse,
back there.
Ah, se sont retournés là.
Let's read Revelation 11,
ils ont
3 up to 6.
11, 3 à 6.
Just to place it the way that he placed
pour
it.
Pour les placer de la façon dont il les a placés.
The tribulation.
La tribulation.
And I'll give power unto my two witnesses. And they shall prophesy 1,260 days, or 3.5 years. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood and to smite the earth with all plagues, as often as they will. Friends, if you go back to what happened in Egypt,
si vous retournez à ce qui s'est passé en Égypte,
it was a frightening,
ça, c'était effrayant,
frightening turn of events.
Effrayant, les événements
and
effrayants.
Every single one of those plagues
chacun,
was called by Moses.
Chacun de ces fléaux était appelé par Moïse.
Everyone was happening in nature.
Chacun se passait dans la nature.
There was darkness, there was hail, there was locusts, there was plagues
des
of all kinds.
Il y avait des fléaux de toutes
but
sortes.
Every single one of them, it was Moses mais calling chacun, judgment down on the Gentile nations.
Chacun de ces événements, c'était Moïse qui appelait les jugements sur la,
then you bring yourself to the days of Elijah.
Et si nous ramenons cela au jour d'Élie,
it was when Israel,
c'était lorsqu'Israël
made a covenant with Jezebel.
A fait l'alliance avec Jezabel.
The Roman Catholic Church.
L'Église catholique.
It was exactly that time.
Exactement à ce moment-là.
And Elijah had power for 3.5 years.
Élie,
to shut the heavens.
Avait la puissance pendant 3 ans.
That it would not rain in the days of his prophecy.
Le ciel et qu'il n'allait pas pleuvoir pendant le jour de ses prophéties.
The prophet says, what can bring these things but the word?
Qu'est-ce qui peut ramener ces choses sinon la parole?
They can do nature any way they want to.
Ils peuvent faire la nature tout ce qu'ils veulent.
Here it is. They are the ones who bring on the sixth seal.
Ce sont ceux-là qui ramènent le sixième
seal. They uncover it. It's the power of God to interrupt nature.
C'est la puissance de Dieu d'interrompre la nature.
He says, "There is your seal."
Et voici votre
seal. Who does it?
Qui le fait?
It's the prophets on the other side
c'est
of the
les prophètes
rapture.
De l'autre côté.
They just condemn. condemn nature.
Ils condamnent la nature.
They can send earthquakes.
Ils peuvent envoyer des tremblements.
Turn the moon into blood.
Changer le sang.
The sun can go down or anything at their command.
Le soleil peut s'en aller.
The prophet says, Amen.
He
says, Do you see how the seals opened up there?
Vous voyez comment les sceaux sont ouverts là.
Firstly, it showed the martyrs under the fifth seal.
Premièrement, sous les cinquième sceau, il montre.
You find the souls under the altar.
Vous allez voir les âmes sous l'autel.
The Jews that had perished. In the persecution of Hitler and Mussolini, the sounding of the trumpets. The prophet says, "Do you see that?" He says, "After those martyrs,
après ces martyrs,
the two prophets come."
Les deux prophètes viennent.
He says to call out the 144,000.
Pour rappeler à sortir.
And the Bible shows who exactly who does it. Moses and Elijah.
Moïse et Élie.
So do you see what the sixth seal is?
Voyez-vous ce que c'est le sixième
sceau? It's those two prophets.
Ce sont ces deux prophètes.
So friends, these signs in the skies,
signs in the heavens, les signes dans les cieux,
they generally have nothing to do with us.
N'ont rien à faire avec nous.
Because God has given us every sign that He's going to give
us. Parce que Dieu nous a donné chaque signe.
The prophet says, this sign is the last sign to the Gentile church.
C'est le dernier signe à l'église des gentils.
And Jesus came, back to our scripture we started. And he says, you can discern the signs of the skies.
Si vous pouvez discerner les signes de
temps, but you cannot discern the signs of the times.
Si vous pouvez pas discerner les
he says, an evil generation seeks after a sign.
Une génération méchante recherche
but it will receive no sign
ils ne recevront qu'un signe
except for the sign of the prophet
que celui
Jonah.
Du prophète Jonah.
And the prophet says, what was Jonah?
Et le prophète dit, qu'était Jonah?
Jonah was a sign of the resurrection.
C'était les signes de
Three
la
days and nights in the belly of the whale.
Jours et
and
nuit.
Then he came forth in the resurrection.
Et puis il est revenu dans la résurrection.
And in our age, we've had the sign of the resurrection.
Et dans notre âge, nous avons les signes de la
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday,
Jésus
today,
Christ
and
même hier, aujourd'hui.
Friends,
toujours.
Our safety is in the message of the hour.
Sécurité
there's so many other things that you'll find outside of there.
Que nous pouvons trouver là,
some of them are interesting.
Certains sont intéressants,
but there's nothing as more interesting than the message of the hour.
Aussi plus
there's nothing more powerful than the prophetic channel of the message.
Que les canals, prophétiques du message.
The prophet says there's nothing that has sustaining power like the revelation of the word. Recognizing your day and recognizing your message. They're sincere people. They look at these things. They believe it's the rapture. They believe it's all kinds of things. The prophet says they can feel the pull of the hour.
Ils peuvent sentir l'attraction de l'heure.
But they can't recognize what God is doing. Friends, recognize what God is doing in your life. Just submit yourself to Him. Just watch and pray. We're right in that season, friends. Exactly when He's going to close that door, we leave that in His hands.
Quand il va fermer cette porte, nous
he said, Jerusalem will be in the hands of the Gentiles until the fullness of the Gentiles comes in. So let's just keep watching and pray. Let's just keep laboring in the vineyard
dans les champs
until the last of the harvest of this feast of Pentecost comes in.
À la dernière de ces fêtes,
and then the prophet says, God will close the door.
Et les prophètes disent, ils vont fermer
and
la
he
porte.
That is filthy
celui qui est sale
shall be filthy still.
Continuera,
and he that is righteous shall be righteous still. Why not just give yourself over him today? And say, Lord, you've started this great work.
Seigneur, tu as commencé cette
the signs of the times are everywhere.
Les signes de temps sont partout.
I want to discern.
Je veux
not just these things,
non seulement ces choses,
but I want to discern what you expect of me in
mais
my
je veux discerner
life.
Ce que tu
what do you expect of me in these
qu'est-ce
last
que tu attends de moi
days?
Dans ces
I think that's the greatest discernment that you can have.
Is
to discern
avoir.
Your call
c'est discerner votre
and
appel
your commission,
et votre commission
and the purpose that God has called
et
you
les buts
to.
À quoi Dieu
let's
le,
stand.
Vous a appelé.
Whenever Jesus would speak of these things, He would always call the people to watch and pray.
Lorsque Jésus a parlé de ces choses, il appelait les gens à veiller et prier.
Because there's something about prayer.
Parce qu'il y a quelque chose à propos de la
prayer
prière.
Prayer puts you in a certain condition.
La prière vous place dans une certaine condition.
A certain sensitivity.
Et une certaine sensibilité.
That you're able to discern.
Que vous êtes en mesure de
what it is that God wants you to do.
C'est que vous voulez que Dieu fasse
and the
pour
things
vous.
That God is doing in your life.
Et les choses que Dieu
fait. I'd really encourage the saints on the prayer meetings on Wednesdays. Please support them. Prayer is such an important thing.
La prière, c'est une chose
at home, prayer is such an important thing.
À la maison, la prière est toute importante.
Give me oil in my lamp.
Donne-moi des
keep me
dans
burning.
Lamp.
Keep me burning till the break of day. Let's sing that song.
I am thinking of the rapture.
rapture in the blessed home on high. When the redeemed are gathered in, oh, how we'll raise the heavenly anthem in that city in the sky. When the redeemed are gathered in, wash like snow and free from sin. How we'll shout and how we'll sing when the redeemed are gathering in. There will be a great procession over on the streets of gold when the redeemed are gathering. Oh, what music, oh, what singing over city will be rolled when the redeemed are gathering. Washed like snow and free from sin. How we'll shout and how we'll sing when the redeemed are gathering in. Saints will sing redemption story with their voices clear and strong when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, then the angels all will listen, for they cannot join us. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in. When the redeemed are gathering in, washed like snow, and free from sin, how we'll shout, and how we'll sing, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, then the Savior will give orders to prepare a banquet board when the redeemed are gathering in. And we'll hear the invitation, come ye blessed of the Lord, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, washed like snow, and free from sin, how we'll shout and how we'll sing when the redeemed are gathering in.
Let's sing one more, Rachel.
There is a lamb of the country. There is a land where we don't need money. There is a land shining with jasper. There we
shall see our blessed Messiah. Oh, and that's the reason we shout hallelujah, praising our King across the river, that shining river where the saints shall gather. There we shall see our blessed Messiah. Elijah has come, he has done his work already. As Jonah said, the bride is made ready. Now we are waiting for the coming of Jesus. Oh, for the day when the Lamb shall take us. Oh, and that's the reason we shout hallelujah, praising our King across the river, that shining river where the saints shall gather. There we shall see our blessed Messiah. Our hopes are bright, our lamps are burning, and day by day our hearts are yearning. This is the evening, he will come in the morning. Then we shall sit until the dawning. Oh, hallelujah, and that's the reason we shout hallelujah, praising our King across the river, that shining river where the saints shall gather. Oh, there we shall see our blessed Messiah.
Let's sing one more, Richard. Let's sing that one, the original life, yeah? The original name.
The original life.
The original seed. The original word. It's what I believe.
Oh, the Son of Man,
the seventh seal is unfilled. The original life, the original sin. God's attributes were manifested to His bride in this last day. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message, and we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord for the original life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, the original life. The original seed. The original word is what I believe, what I truly believe. The Son of Man, the seventh seal is unveiled.
The original life, the original seed. We are the Word made flesh today. This is what the scriptures say, and our names are seen within, redeemed and perfect without sin. Yes, we are the anointed and inspired by our God,
who's the original life.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The original word.
The original word.
It's what I believe.
What I believe. What I believe.
The Son of Man.
The Son of Man.
The seventh seal is
unveiled the original light, the original sin. Our eyes of understanding, He has opened up at last. And sweet victory is ours, who were chained down in the past. True jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our goal, who's the original, hallelujah, hallelujah,
the original life,
oh glory,
the original sin,
the original word.
What I believe,
what I believe, what I believe,
the Son of Man,
oh, the Son of Man,
the seventh seal is unveiled,
oh, the original, oh, the original seed.
We are called
unto adoption, full authority and power, sleeping saints. Oh, for translation in this hour, Gentile days soon will be over. Glory, hallelujah, to our God, who's the original, oh, the original, hallelujah,
the original sin,
the original sin. The Son of Man,
the seventh seal,
oh, the original life, the original seed.
We'd just like to come to a time of prayer. Let's lower down. Let's sing that song, I Bless Your Name. I Bless Your Name. And let's put ourselves before the Lord today. You know where you are in your calling.
Vous savez où vous trouvez dans votre appel.
You know exactly where you are.
Vous savez exactement où vous en êtes aujourd'hui.
Maybe things confuse you.
Peut-être les choses vous rendent confus.
Why don't you just put your soul before the Lord?
Pourquoi ne pas placer votre âme
devant? And say, Lord,
et dire, Seigneur,
I long for fellowship.
Je languis de
with the Spirit of Truth.
La vérité.
Guide and lead me into truth.
Guide-moi dans la vérité.
Whatever situation you're in.
Quelle que soit la situation.
Once we finish the song.
Dès que nous terminons cette
chanson. Just come before the throne of grace.
Mettons-nous devant le trône
and
de
seek
grâce.
His mercy.
Et recherchons sa miséricorde.
With bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas prayed that night, and in their pain began to see the chains were loosed.
Oh, the chains were loosed, and they were free.
I bless your name. The truth, the way.
I bless you.
make you fine.
So fine.
Oh, that in your life you're in a place of time so high. Reach out, reach out by faith to heights unknown. You're not alone. Oh, we bless your name. I bless your name.
Into a time of prayer, since you call upon the name of the Lord. Father, how we come before you, Lord, upon this day, how we just want to bring ourselves before you, just to quietly yield to you, Jesus, upon our eyes. I just want to worship you, Lord. I just want to come on Jesus, as Martha, Jesus, as Mary, would sit at your feet. I so desire to draw nigh to thee, Lord Jesus. I so desire to worship thee, Lord, upon this day. So desire, Father, to submit myself unto thee.
That our wishes, Lord, and desires, Lord, even upon this time, Savior, committed before thee, Lord Savior. That I tell you, Lord, that I would need, Lord Savior, I ask, Lord, that you would, Lord Savior, press those people, Lord Savior, that they would send it, Lord, even in the speak, Lord Savior, God. Father, we ask your grace. Bless us and keep us, Lord, and shepherd us.
If anybody has a request before we close in prayer, if you just want to raise your hand to the Lord, whatever's in your heart, the Lord sees our hearts, He knows our desires. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just present ourselves before your throne of grace. Father, we do thank you so much for the blood of the Lamb, Father. Where would we be this day, Father, if we didn't have access unto your throne of grace? Father, we do so thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Father, as we look back and just see the good things that you've done for us in our lives, how we just desire, Lord, to come unto thee this day, to appreciate your goodness, Lord. For every junction in our lives, Lord, every place that you've worked, Father, every good thing that you've done, Father, we just want to remember those things upon this day and appreciate you, Lord, at this time. And Father, for what you've done for us, even in this age, Lord. Father, where would we be at this time if it wasn't for your grace? And Father, it wasn't because of our merit. It wasn't because of our goodness. Father, it's just because we're your sons and we're your daughters. And Father, you care for your children. And Father, how we just want to appreciate upon this day your goodness in caring for us. And every provision that you've made, everything that you've stored up, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that you make intercession for us, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for the promise of the Spirit, Lord, the Spirit of truth. Father, where would we be upon this day? We thank you, Lord, for your prophetic word that, Father, you fulfilled right before us in our sight in this age, Lord. Father, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for the message of the hour. We thank you for a messenger, Lord, who was so humble. Father, Lord, who was so yielded, Lord, was just so submissive into your hands. Father, we do thank you that you didn't allow his words to fall to the ground. Father, we thank you, Lord, for a sure word of prophecy. We thank you for something, Lord, that, Father, we can, Lord, stand upon, Lord, in shaky times. And know, Father, that there's an original foundation once again. Father, we've sung of the original life and the original word and the original seed. How we thank you for it, Lord. And Father, how we just want to come unto thee upon this day to lay ourselves before thee in your presence and just say, Lord, let that original life, Father, just bathe over our souls, Lord. Father, let that original word just quicken us and strengthen us, Lord. May it be a light upon our path. May it be all that we need, Father. Let the Father, let the hidden manna, Lord, the heavenly bread, Father, let it be our portion. Father, guide us and lead us deeper. Guide us and lead us further. Guide us and lead us to the place that we should be. And Father, for those people that are here today, Lord, Father, that are troubled in their souls, maybe sin has troubled them, or Father, whatsoever it would be, I would pray, Lord, that you would break forth, Lord, just in your grace and in your mercy upon their souls once again, that you would just reveal yourself, that Father, you would just reveal unto them that you know exactly where they are, that you know exactly who they are, that you are the one who knows, Father, the very solution to all that they're going through. Reveal yourself, I'd pray. And Father, I want to pray for our young people in this church. I want to ask and pray, Lord, that you would lead them, Lord, to an experience with you. That, Jesus, they may really know you. That, Father, they may receive something of your grace. That, Father, that something, Lord, that anchor within the veil. Father, that something that keeps people in the time of storm. Father, that's something, Lord, that only you can do in the life of a person. Father, to put your strength inside of them. Amen. Father, I pray for your visitation of mercy. I pray for your visitation of grace. I pray that you'll do something for your glory. Hallelujah. I just pray, Lord, that you would just raise up a standard in this age, Lord. Father, when the enemy would come in as a flood, Father, there's so much to distract. There's so much to attract. There's so much to seduce. Father, how, Lord, we just pray you just raise up that standard, Lord. Amen. And we know that you are the raised standard. And we just want to hide ourselves under your wings. We just want to hide ourselves before you upon this day. Father, as we go from this place, we're thinking, Lord, of our brother Maxwell. May you bless him and his business there in Italy, Lord. Father, and all the things that he's doing, may you grant him good success, even as you promised, Lord. May you bring him safely back, we'd pray. And Father, Lord, for Sister Terira, Lord, may you watch over her in these remaining weeks while she's away. You watch over Sister Monica, Lord, bless her on her journey. Prosper her in the things that she's desiring to do. And Father, every other petition that, Lord, has hidden in the hearts of your people at this time, we just pray that, Lord, you, the great revealer of the secrets, the thoughts and intents of the hearts, that, Father, you would just look down into every heart, Lord, and that, Father, you would just minister your grace, just minister your portion, just minister yourself, I'd ask and I'd praise a solution to your people. As we go from this place, give us traveling mercies, Lord. Father, bring us back into your house once again for prayer meeting on Wednesday, Lord. Let us come and seek your face, Lord. Let us come and watch and pray. Let us come, Lord, and just, Father, find a refuge once again, Lord, in a time of storm. Let us find that hiding place. Father, Lord, in the secret of your tabernacle is our desire. Our brother that's visited from Manchester, may you bless him, Lord, and bless him as he'd go back. Bless the congregation of the saints there as well, we'd pray. And we do think upon this day, Lord, of your people, brother Christian and the saints, that you'd bless them, Lord. Brother George Quinn and the saints, and brother Tom and the saints, and brother Billy and the saints in Glengormley, be with them, Lord. Father, let us be your portion is our desire. Bless us as we go. We appreciate your goodness, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, saints.
The blood of Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. Oh, the blood that makes me whole from day to day. It shall its power, and it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It shall never power. It soothes my doubts, calms my fear, and it dries all my fears. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It shall never lose. Oh, and it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, the blood gives me strength from day to day. It shall never lose its power.